What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Hey, thanks for listening to the Two Pros and a Cup of Joe podcast with Brady Quinn, Jonas Knox, and myself, LeVar Arrington. Make sure you catch us live weekdays 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern or 3 a.m. to 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. You can find your local station for the Two Pros and a Cup of Joe show over at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Cherry Red 150. Hey, locked in this is it. Doing 60 down a one wizard.
Go Brady.
Yeah.
I thought LeVar was going to change this.
Yeah.
I kind of feel good about it now. It's grown on me.
All right.
I made the decision that I feel good about it. I feel good about it.
It stopped raining out here.
Yeah, it stopped raining.
So the clouds have lifted. Yes. Now it's a little bit more festive.
LeVar's knee has stopped giving weather predictions?
Yes, feels pretty good.
We'll see, though, because there is Roberto says that it's going to rain on Wednesday. So if LeVar's knee flares up, then we'll know.
Okay. You'd have to get it. You'd
not
have
into hydroplaning?
I tell you. Whoa. I mean, some people are comfortable hydroplaning, you know?
Yeah. I'll thank God for tire rack. So,
sometimes
that's for
you
sure.
Can handle slick. Surfaces.
Yep.
How about the Benavidez fight, huh?
Yeah.
And Plant.
Good
fight. Did I see it? Did you see it?
I saw bits and pieces of it.
Did you see it, Birdo? No.
Yeah.
No. All right. Q, you ain't see it?
Not a lot of buzz.
No.
Not a lot of buzz.
Amazing fight.
Yeah.
You know, this is the guy that's supposed to be able to challenge Canelo.
Yeah. Yeah. I doubt that.
I don't know, man. He looked pretty good.
Yeah, he looked good in the second half, but Plant seems like his little shot. At this point.
You think so?
Yeah.
You're right, though. It was the second half of the fight that he looked good.
Yeah.
He didn't look too good early on.
But
he boxed him. It was a good match.
Yeah.
All right, go
on.
Well,
I mean, listen, you were talking about hydroplaning. You got to be safe out there on the roads. There's one way to do that.
How you do it?
TireRack.com.
Yep,
because we're broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, see, and over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. It is Two Pros and a Cup of Joe here on FSR. LeVar Arrington, Brady Quinn, Jonas Knox with you. And we are going to take you all the way up until 9 a.m. Eastern time, 6 o'clock Pacific. That'll work. So the latest on the situation involving Aaron Rodgers and the New York Jets. Robert Saleh talked about how having a guy like Aaron Rodgers wanting to play for them shows just how far the organization has come. And he wanted to point out that when he first got there, the idea of a great player like Aaron Rodgers wanting to even play for the Jets wouldn't have even been a possibility. Like, they wouldn't have even entertained the idea. But it just goes to show you that times have changed. The Jets are a potential landing spot now for big-time names just like Aaron Rodgers. The only problem is the trade hasn't actually happened. So we're still in a holding pattern, and we're still sitting around, and it's like Alan Lazard and all these other moves are being made. Everybody's talking publicly about the deal, yet the deal still hasn't been made. So we await the eventual, arrival of Aaron Rodgers with the New York Jets. Although, personally, for entertainment purposes, I hope the Jets figure out a way to butcher this whole thing, because I think it'd be funny to talk about.
But they won 7 games last year, right?
Yeah, something like that.
And they finished last in their division,
yes.
Right? Oh, okay. I mean, I know they have.
They've come a long way. You know?
I mean, geez. If well, that's coming a long way, golly.
If Nathaniel Hackett isn't there, is this as attractive to Aaron Rodgers?
No.
Probably not.
Yeah, I think that's just very misleading for him to say this is as far as, like, this is where we've come. Like, I think they got some fine roster moves. 100%. I think that you have a pretty good coaching staff, 100%. But to say this is how far we've come, what are you basing that off of? I would be curious to know what he was basing that off of.
Maybe that they're not picking in the top three anymore. Like, it seemed like they were for a while. But, you know, just
now the 13th overall pick is so coveted for them after having so many top five picks. Now they can't part ways with number 13, apparently.
And
so.
And now they picked up another second round pick when they traded Elijah Moore last week. And so people are saying, well, you know, that's another move that there could be more draft capital they could use to get Rodgers. If Rodgers tells me I'm coming there for 2 years, I'll gladly give up the 13 pick.
I remember when I was in high school once, I met this girl, and I liked her a lot. Like, I was very, very, like enamored by her. And some way, somehow, I was introduced to her, and we started talking. And I started telling all my homeboys, like, I got a new girlfriend. Like, it's like, I got this deal. And I was happy about it, and I was almost a tad bit braggadocious because that was the best I had did up to this point, you know what I mean. And I said something on a phone call, and this was, you know, I think cell phones were just coming around. I think this was still on the house phone. I said something, and it probably came across as, like, arrogant or kind of, like, conceited or whatever, and it kind of, like, mess things up. And I didn't know we weren't further along than what we were. I thought we were actually in a committed relationship, which I never asked her out to be my girlfriend officially or anything like that. And it had never materialized, but I didn't know it until, I guess, a few days after this call. I stopped hearing from her, and then I didn't hear from her at all. And then it was like, kind of like, what happened? What's wrong? This, that, and the other. The point of the story is that I started telling everybody that she was my girlfriend, and she wasn't even my girlfriend yet. I didn't have the commitment. We didn't have the connection.
But you're the North Hills Hammer. How could she not be infatuated?
Yeah, well, you know, I it just didn't work out the way that I thought it would work out. And this is what I'm getting vibes that this is you're talking about a girlfriend that you don't have yet. Like, under promise, over deliver. Like, don't say a gosh darn word about Aaron Rodgers anymore until he's a New York Jet. You know how much damage you're potentially doing? You don't, I mean, how do you not realize how much, like, to even say what you said, like, there's no harm in saying this is how far, I mean, other than you're delusional because you were last and you won 7 games. Other than that, there's no harm in saying how far you've come or what you think your organization looks like now. But, man, get the deal done before you say anything, especially if I'm the Jets or if I'm the head coach. Like, even if I'm the head coach, I can say, well, you know, other people handle these matters. I'm just trying to make sure I can run my team the best that I can. Like, you're talking about a girlfriend that has not even become your girlfriend yet. I just don't know. I don't know. I just got my spider senses is going off. And I know that everybody's saying this is an all but done deal, that he's going to be a New York Jet. But, man, what if this thing falls apart? What if it falls apart? What are you going to do if you're the New York Jets? You go with Zach Wilson, which, I mean, maybe that's what it is. But look at the damage that you're doing. Like, you're talking about a dude that isn't even on your team. Talk about Zach Wilson. Keep talking. You talked enough about him during the season. Keep talking about him now. What are you coming out of silence for to talk about Aaron Rodgers and how far y'all have come, and that's why Aaron wants to come here? Like, come on, man.
You know what I found interesting is I heard someone mention to me that the Zach Wilson camp may want, they're like, the Jets have to kind of be careful about how they handle this because the Zach Wilson camp may want to be traded. I'm like, yeah, of course they would. Like, why would you want to hang around for 2-3 more years and not play? And even though you're sitting behind Rodgers, which is great, but he's trying to win a Super Bowl. Like, he's not there to mentor you. And meanwhile, you're watching your career go by. Other guys get drafted, start, play, and you become an afterthought. I look at this and think, I don't know when and if it's going to happen, but I still think Zach deserves a fresh start somewhere else. It would give the Jets more draft capital. And on top of it, you know, maybe it's one of those pieces that helps you, you know, put a package together to go get Aaron Rodgers. Like, that's the reality of where we're at this point. But
it's just, it's the weirdest trade, but not quite a trade that I can recall, because everybody involved, the Packers, Rodgers, the Jets, Jets coaches, Jets players, everybody's saying, we want to be elsewhere. We want to get it done. And we're just still sitting here waiting on somebody to actually come up with enough compensation. And there was some stuff that came out last week that said, well, they'd be willing to wait all the way up until the draft. Okay. So, I mean, we're going to play this game at some point. Don't you just want to kind of move forward? Like, I just like to know what's happening here. And like I said, if it was, hey, give us the 13 overall pick and Rodgers is yours, and if Rodgers gave me some sort of an indication or a promise that said, I plan on being here 2 years, this isn't just for a 1 year, I can understand them wanting to put up a fight if they said, this is just for a 1 year deal. We don't want to give up the number 13 overall pick. We feel like that's too steep. But if he tells you he's going to be there for multiple years, just do the deal and move on. I don't get it.
Let me ask you guys this. Who are they going to get at number 13 that's going to help them win a Super Bowl more than Aaron Rodgers?
Nobody.
Yeah, I don't think so.
So if that's where you're at, if that's what you're trying to accomplish, part ways with it. You have plenty of other draft capital. It's so weird to me, too. I was talking with a former Jet about this, and he's like, no way, man. 13th overall pick, so valuable. I'm like, valuable for what? Like, what are you going to spend that pick on? He goes, an offensive lineman. I go, that's going to help you win a Super Bowl. I go, your biggest issue is quarterback. You have a quarterback that's a Hall of Famer that wants to come play there. And you can't part ways with the number 13 overall pick. You're acting like you're drafting the top five again. It's not the same. And on top of that, you look at it and you go, like, wouldn't you trade anything to be able to have the shot of being in the playoffs and a chance to win a Super Bowl like the Tampa Bay Bucks had when they got Tom Brady? You trade anything for that.
Yeah.
Even though after that, you know, nothing really came about. You know, they didn't win another Super Bowl. They probably weren't even a serious contender after that. But it doesn't matter. They got their Super Bowl. Like, at the end of the day, like, that was worth all of it and anything afterwards. And if you're the Jets, you'd have to think that, yeah, I'm willing to give up the number 13 overall pick and have a shot for 2 or 3 years of seriously contending for a Super Bowl.
Yeah, especially in the AFC. It feels like, and look, they had a promising year. We talked about it at the time when the injuries they suffered at O-line and at running back, you know, the game against Denver, everything sort of fell apart there. I look at it and go, if I'm Robert Saleh, if I'm Joe Douglas, if I'm the organization and I know the clock's ticking and I roll out another 7-win crap bag because we were too busy haggling over a number 13 overall pick and we haven't figured out the quarterback spot, everybody's gone. So just do the deal.
You got to believe that's the biggest piece of it, right? I mean, You got to believe that's the biggest piece. Is it self-preservation here, or is it, you know, what's your motivation?
You don't think Woody Johnson stepped in and said, no, we're not giving up the number 13 overall pick.
Or
you
somebody,
need to figure out.
Or somebody that Woody trust is saying don't do it.
Because I can't imagine that Joe Douglas and Robert Saleh have a problem giving up the 13 pick if they can land Aaron Rodgers. Like, I just, I wonder what is the
real
issue?
It was like breaking news on our show when Albert Breer said it. It was like, that's shocking news. Like, you're not going to give up a first round. Like, the Rams gave up two to get Stafford. You know what I mean? Like, you don't think A-Rod is worth one? Like, one first round draft pick? One. I don't know. I just think that this is New York Jet business. Like, you can't figure out how to get the trade done, but you're talking about A-Rod like he's already there. You're talking about how good your team is and how far you've come, but your last place in the division. And you won seven games.
Great.
I'm just trying to how the hell do you connect these dots in the equation of things that are going on with the Jets right now? Like, how you do it?
Oh, it's great.
Please help me.
Yeah, it's tremendous stuff. It is Two Pros and a Cup of Joe here, Fox Sports Radio. LeVar Arrington, Brady Quinn,
come a mighty long way.
You can hang out with us as always on the iHeartRadio app. All right, so coming up next here from the TireRack.com studios, this is the first in a long career in the NFL. We'll tell you what that first is right here on Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of Two Pros and a Cup of Joe with Brady Quinn, LeVar Arrington, and Jonas Knox weekdays at 6 a.m. Eastern, 3 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox and O'Reilly Auto Parts. Come on, you know, O'Reilly, who are in the business of keeping your car on the road. O'Reilly Auto Parts offer friendly, helpful service and the parts knowledge you need for all your maintenance and repairs. For example, I needed to get my alternator checked. Guess where I went last night? I went to O'Reilly. Of course I did. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. And the team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free, just like they did for me, in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll help you find just the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fix, or a quick service? They'll help you find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. Whether you're a car aficionado or an auto novice, you'll find the employees at O'Reilly Auto Parts are knowledgeable, helpful, and best of all, they're friendly. The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts are your one-stop shop for all things auto, do-it-yourself, and you can find what you need in-store or online. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit us at O'ReillyAuto.com/2Pros. That's O'ReillyAuto.com/2Pros.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. It's halftime and the scoreboard is not looking good. You're feeling low, not sure you can pull out a win. That's when you dig deep, lift your head up, and say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists and take as much of my friend's money as I possibly can. That's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone anytime with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do. Play on countless dynamic Monopoly boards. Make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball, charge other players rent for your iconic properties. You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. So get back out there, put on your game face, and download Monopoly Go, now free on the App Store or Google Play.
What's this, Pearl Jam?
I mean, Birdo, like, what are we doing here?
Birdo was excited about that. Look, let me find it.
I mean,
racist.
There we go.
Wow.
There you go.
Come on, man. How could you
racist.
Do that?
I'm reading.
We just won the slam dunk contest. How could you do that to us? Come on, man.
Birdo.
Oh, it's the
racist.
Truth. Oh,
thank
what do you mean?
You.
It's the truth.
Yeah, what do you mean, we?
We.
Racist.
We. What do you mean, we people?
He was Irish.
Racist.
Thank you. Keep going.
It's Two Pros and a Cup of Joe, Fox Sports Radio, LeVar Arrington, Brady Quinn, Jonas Knox. You can hang out with us as always on the iHeartRadio app. By the way, coming up in a little over 20 minutes from now, we're going to have an FSR IR. It's always a Monday tradition here on Fox Sports Radio, so that'll be yours a little over 20 minutes from now. So this is a first for Bill Belichick and the New England Patriots. We talked about Robert Saleh and the New York Jets and all that fun stuff happening. So these are the longest Super Bowl odds that Bill Belichick has faced, his Patriots head coach. So in all the years he's been in New England, these are the longest Super Bowl odds that the team has faced. Not an ideal situation for the Patriots coming off last year. Obviously a lot of questions at the quarterback spot, a lot of questions on, you know, Mac Jones and all that. And so you've got the New England Patriots sitting all the way down at some, in some books, they're calling it 70-1. That's where the Patriots are at as far as a potential Super Bowl contender and possibly winning another Super Bowl for Belichick. He's also a little under 20 wins shy of breaking Don Shula's record, but Belichick finds himself in a spot with a lot of questions out there. He brings in Bill O'Brien. They're going to try and figure out, you know, how they can get the most out of Mac Jones, but it does feel like we're kind of in uncharted territories for Belichick when it comes to the Patriots and their success there. But at least the Jets are in the division, so there's always hope they can finish in at least third. Mm-hmm. So there's that.
There is that.
I mean, if you had to rank the teams right now, let's assume Aaron Rodgers is a New York Jet. Is it safe to say New England's in last place?
Yes, not even close.
What's tough for me is when Tom Brady was there, they didn't have to make a bunch of splash moves in free agency. And even at times, like the draft picks. I mean, was it the Rams who were laughing at the Patriots for taking Cole Strange?
Yeah.
I mean, they're making moves or not making moves. Like, Tom Brady's still there. He's not. Like, you got to start being active now. Like, now you got to start building this roster to have some stars and studs to help out Mac Jones. He's not the same type of player. And if they're waiting for Tom Brady to come back around at some point, good luck. So I look at it and think, like, teams need to adjust and adapt to what they have and what their needs are. And that includes looking at the quarterback spot and saying, okay, we don't have Tom Brady anymore. We haven't been active in the past. Now we need to be active. Now we need to bring in some stars. We need to spend some money. And they might not believe in that philosophy, but that's fine. We can watch them continually not have success, and they could be a mediocre team then. Because that's what they're going to be if they don't give this roster some more talent.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's kind of the bottom line of it, right?
So he needs 18 wins to pass Don Shula, all-time winningest coach. Do you think he gets there? With this team and this roster, how long do you think it takes?
Eventually.
Yeah. Like 2 years.
Yeah, eventually he'd get there. I mean, is that what this is all about? You get Don Shula's record and then roll out? Is that what you think it is?
I mean, what else is there for him to do?
Kind of feels like a LeBron-type move, you know?
Yeah, that's true.
I feel as though Tom Brady made it impossible for Bill Belichick to be able to live with himself retiring without winning another Super Bowl without Tom Brady. I think he's put a pressure lock on Bill Belichick's ability to just leave the profession. I do not think Bill Belichick would want to leave. Let me restate that, because I don't want to speak for the man. I don't even know him. Why would you, after building what you've built, And knowing that, regardless of knowing that Tom Brady is the great that made your team so amazing, that you were the person who coached him, why would you leave the game knowing that they made the comparison between, is it you Or is it Tom Brady, the reason why you were able to have success and win those Super Bowls and have those runs in New England? Now, if that doesn't become as big of a conversation for the amount of time that it took place, then I'd say it's not a big deal. But because that became such a large narrative connected to Bill Belichick and to Tom Brady took that pressure up off of him 1 year removed. He didn't have to go back to any Super Bowls after that. So whatever was whatever. But for Bill Belichick, I feel like he almost feels like he owes it to himself and to his legacy to show that he can do it and do it without Tom Brady.
Do you think that's a real narrative for Belichick or just a narrative on the outside?
Probably not. But I bet you deep down on the inside, if he were being 100% honest, he thinks about it. I mean, he's a competitor. There's no reason why you wouldn't, as a coach, think about the fact that I would like to have success. It's no different than Jerry Jones with Jim Johnson.
Yeah.
Right? Like, there's a small part of you inside that says, I can hire a coach. I can put together a roster that can do the same things I was able to do when I had Jimmy Johnson. Same thing with Bill Belichick. You know, so I can do it again.
With Shaq and Kobe, they had that thing where they went away from each other. Shaq won another championship. Kobe had to wait, and then he won two more in 2009 and 2010. Yep. And they were vocal about there being a rivalry, that they wanted to be able to prove that they could do it without the other guy.
I think that's a part of sports.
And you think that the rivalry between Belichick and Brady is that?
See, I don't know that I would call it a rivalry. But maybe I don't know. I don't know what I would list it as, but I think there's something to it.
That's kind of
it became too big of a narrative.
That's kind of odd, don't you think? Like if the coach is has some sort of competitive rivalry.
Why do boy bands break up? You know what I mean?
Because they're bad.
Well, because they start to overvalue themselves.
Ego.
Yeah, instead of working in harmony and saying that, listen, just because I don't sing lead doesn't mean that I don't contribute to this boy band for it to be the success that it is.
Are you guys trying to sit here and tell me that coaches in the NFL have egos? Is that what you're trying to tell me
right now? I mean, they have, if you ask me, they have the biggest egos. Their egos are bigger than everybody.
Bigger than wide receivers?
Everybody.
Okay. Really?
I think coaches' egos are the biggest. If we were rating from top to bottom, including ownership, who has the biggest egos, I'd say head coaches. Head coach is number one on my list.
Okay, so you've been around Dan Snyder.
Yes.
Head coaches have a bigger ego than Dan Snyder.
Some of them.
Okay.
Joe Gibbs had a bigger ego than Dan Snyder. Easily. Greg Williams had a bigger ego than Dan Snyder. Easily. Like 10, 20 times over, easily. Easily.
It's just weird that there would be this coach quarterback rivalry. It's just weird to me.
Why? If that quarterback is having success,
it's like a dad who has a rivalry with his son. It's just awkward. It just feels weird.
But some do.
I know, but I don't get it.
I don't either.
Like, don't you just want everybody to be happy and to have success? Like that's.
But you want that credit. I think the problem is when you get into those type of scenarios, you want the credit.
You're talking about legacy.
Right. Yeah. You want the credit for it. Like, don't give all the stuff I had to do for Tom Brady to develop into the quarterback that he became in the league. Like, and now you guys don't want to show me no love? Like, it's all him?
I don't know.
He might have been feeling that.
So maybe he recognizes in that conference, in that division, winning another Super Bowl is a real long shot. But if he goes out and he sets the all-time wins record, that kind of separates him from Brady a little bit in that regard.
Does it?
Well, yeah, because he did it after Brady. He accomplished it after Brady.
Take away the Brady wins. How close to that record is he?
Well, that's there's a little math there. You know, we can fix that easily.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll find something. We'll credit the defense for all those wins. But
listen, the man is a brilliant coach. And nobody's going to take that from him.
You know?
And he'd be best served to know that. And like Q said, get if you're trying to change your fortunes in New England, they got to get more aggressive. They got to find some leadership. They have a little bit, but they got to find some leadership. Like you think about even when Tom Brady was there, Tom Brady came into a very, very leadership heavy football team. You know, you're able to treat Tom Brady the way that you treat him because you have guys like Willie McGinnis on your team. You have guys like Lawyer Malloy. You saw he was leading when that took place. Yeah. Like, now he might not have been leading well in that moment, but he had a whole bunch of dudes with him that was following him. You know, he was a leader. You know, but you had Ty Law. You know, you had Teddy Bruschi. You had a lot of leaders on that team when it was the early stages of building the Patriot way. He's got to find the anchor. If you remember, he brought in Richard Seymour, future Hall of Famer. You know, you had coverage. They changed coverage rules because of the defenses that Belichick was playing on offenses back then. So he was revolutionizing what was going on in the National Football League, and he had the personnel to do it. It wasn't just that Tom Brady was this big world beater. That team as a whole was a very, very leadership-heavy team, and he doesn't have that right now. You don't hear a pronounced level of leadership and established veterans that are on this Patriots team. I don't know if he can recreate it. Maybe he can, Q. I would defer. I don't know that he can recreate that. But if I'm him, I'm trying to figure out what's the best approach in terms of building back the structure of what resembled what he was able to do when he had so much success during that Tom Brady era.
7.5, by the way. That's their win total projection, the Patriots. Over under 7.5.
Such a tough division.
Mm. I mean, look, if the Jets figure out a way to F up this Rodgers deal, and if the Bills are having it, that's a whole weird situation. I mean,
they may have hit their ceiling.
Yeah.
Do you expect them to be as good? I'm not making them a favorite this year.
I don't know, man.
They boned me for the last time.
Jeez.
It's the Jets if they get Rodgers. It should be, at least. It probably won't be, but it should be.
I mean, what about Miami?
I think Miami, but I don't trust Tua. I don't trust Tua. Sorry, Tua. Yeah. Good dude, but I don't trust him.
Is it the health or him as a player?
Probably the health.
Well, because when he was playing,
they were winning.
It was good.
Yeah.
And they played well together and those receivers
still
and all that.
It's still trusting him. Availability, you know, whatever. I'm just saying, I don't trust him.
Yeah. So there's that. There's your breakdown of the AFC East as we get ready for a football season.
It's wide open, though. You know, it's wide open.
Yeah.
Sure.
So who are you picking right now if you had to bet money on it? Who you got?
I'm picking your ass.
No, that's so because the Bills still are they are the team projected to win it. Plus 135, though, so you get a little bit plus money from our friends at DraftKings, followed by the Jets, the Dolphins, and then the Patriots. The Patriots are 8-1. So that's where things are at when it comes to the New England Patriots.
Nowhere close. Race today.
Yeah.
Two-team race.
Two pros and a cup of Joe here on Fox Sports Radio. All right, so coming up next, it is a Monday tradition. Every single week, we report any issues, injuries, ailments. It's all yours. It's another edition of the FSR IR right here on Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of Two Pros and a Cup of Joe with Brady Quinn, LeVar Arrington, and Jonas Knox weekdays at 6 a.m. Eastern, 3 a.m. Pacific.
Hi, this is Jay Glazer, and you may know me from the world of football or fighting or even shows like HBO's Ballers. What you don't know is for my entire life, I have lived in something I refer to as the gray. Depression, anxiety. So now I'm coming out with a new podcast, Unbreakable, a mental health podcast with Jay Glazer, where each week, while we talk about mental health, I hope to describe it, give it words. Listen to Unbreakable with Jay Glazer on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox and O'Reilly Auto Parts. Come on, you know, O'Reilly, who are in the business of keeping your car on the road. O'Reilly Auto Parts offer friendly, helpful service and the parts knowledge you need for all your maintenance and repairs. For example, I needed to get my alternator checked. Guess where I went last night? I went to O'Reilly. Of course I did. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. And the team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free, just like they did for me, in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll help you find just the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fix, or a quick service? They'll help you find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. Whether you're a car aficionado or an auto novice, you'll find the employees at O'Reilly Auto Parts are knowledgeable, helpful, and best of all, they're friendly. The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts are your one-stop shop for all things auto, do-it-yourself, and you can find what you need in-store or online. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit us at O'ReillyAuto.com/2Pros. That's O'ReillyAuto.com/2Pros.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. It's halftime and the scoreboard is not looking good. You're feeling low, not sure you can pull out a win. That's when you dig deep, lift your head up, and say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists and take as much of my friend's money as I possibly can. That's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone anytime with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do. Play on countless dynamic Monopoly boards. Make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball, charge other players rent for your iconic properties. You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. So get back out there, put on your game face, and download Monopoly Go, now free on the App Store or Google Play.
The world we live in, man.
Oh, man. Go Vinson. Two pros and a cup of Joe, Fox Sports Radio, LeVar Arrington, Brady Quinn, Jonas Knox with you here.
I mean, wow. Just wow.
Oh, my gosh.
What's the name of that show again? What is it called?
I don't know, but it's going to air on TLC.
Yeah, there's a
seeking brother husband.
There you go.
Yeah,
there you go.
Yeah, it's a couple who opened their 11-year marriage to a divorced father so they could grow emotionally. So everybody's sharing everything.
Emotionally.
Well, first off, did you read the article?
Yeah.
The wife wants more.
She wants more.
And she wants another one.
But now the brother wife is concerned that will ruin
the brother husband
will ruin the relationship dynamic if they add more people.
Well, he's insecure. I mean, what do you want?
What is this?
I mean, TLC's got some weird.
What
show,
is this
man.
Girl bringing to the table? That's what I want to know.
It must be some fi yow.
Well, let's.
That's all I can say.
Explosive.
Explosive. Yes.
And Dustin, her doormat husband, who's just sitting there going along with this whole thing, as her wife's fooling around right in front
of him. Well, they're all holding hands.
That's just so weird.
Yeah, I mean, Dustin and Vincent are friends. That's what it says.
They are friends. Not lovers, but they are friends.
The best, though, is, friends. To Jonas's point, best Dustin's friends. A doormat because it's Vincent who's got a problem with them bringing in another guy in the situation.
Yes.
Dustin's just happy to be on the team. I'll take whatever. Like, I don't care. Like, just let me be a part of this.
Like, take the kids to the park. We're going to just be hanging here for a while. We're going to go to the pool. Take the kids out to eat. Clean the house. We're going to go for a walk. We're going to go hit the gym, you know.
Hey, Dustin. Yes, Vincent? Get me a coffee. Yes, sir. And he runs right along and does
eggs.
It. Yeah.
Scrambled. Cheddar cheese. Not American. You know what I mean?
Oh, man. What a...
Don't whip it too much. But like, leave it a little bit. You know, I need a fluffy eggs.
Is TLC the... channel, the network that has Hoarders and those shows on it? I'm almost positive they have Hoarders, don't they? That weird show where people like stack up to go boxes.
A&E.
Is it A&E?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
TLC is like where they do the different relationship.
1,000 Pound Life or something like that.
What?
Yeah.
What is 1,000 Pound Life?
Like a Think person that weighs 1,000 pounds. You don't watch those type of shows because you don't live in that type
yeah,
of world.
Yeah, those are Volkswagens. Those aren't people. Those are pickup trucks.
I've had
the only reason I know is because my wife watches 90 Day Fiancé and all these commercials for these weird ass shows.
Well, you only have to be engaged for 90
That's
days?
It, man.
Oh my God, where the hell has this been?
And a 1,000 pound wife or a 1,000 pound person? That's a show?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's one person?
It's yeah. one person.
Wow.
One person. Yeah, it's wow. It's sad, actually, more than anything. It's a sad show.
What are you talking about? They're on TV.
Yeah. They made it.
Yeah, they're making money. Come on.
Well, there you go.
Sorry, 600 pound life.
Yeah.
1,000 pound sisters.
What is 1,000?
It's I think it's a spinoff of 600 pound
now,
life.
Are they 1,000 pounds
together?
Each? Or,
yeah,
oh, so combined
one's,
weight.
Yeah, there's one's 600, one's 400.
So one could be 270 and the other one's picking up a majority of the slack there. Then they shouldn't split equal. They should get paid more. If you weigh more, you should get paid more. If you're going
to.
I'm just saying.
Agree.
Seeking Brother Husband is a spinoff of Sister
Valid
Wife.
Valid point, Jonas.
Sister Wife, yeah. The dude Valid that point. Had all the. The wives and the kids all in the same house. I think he had like four wives or something like that.
Yeah.
He had like four kids with each one of the wives. And yeah, man.
Sometimes
you gotta be careful what you ask for. You know what I mean?
Like, people want to be famous, man. So they're willing to they're willing to do whatever it takes. Just like old Dusty Doormat here, who's letting Vincent.
I mean, come on, Dustin.
Take his wife for a test drive every 2 minutes. What a loser!
Why is Denson the one that's jumping in saying no more,
kidding.
No more partners? Like no more. It could ruin our relationship dynamic.
You know,
like,
a Doormat boy is probably sitting there going. Yeah, now you know how it feels. Now you know.
Get in line, buddy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now you sit next to me while the newbie stands up and holds her
what
hand.
What a loser that guy is. Yeah. All right.
Oh,
by the way, we are brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. Get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at progressive.com. So coming up top of next hour, a little over 10 minutes from now, we did have some controversy. At the NCAA tournament. We're going to get into all that stuff, all that people were very upset about certain things that took place at the end of one game. So we'll get into that for you in a little over 10 minutes from now. But right now, it is time for this.
After your sports weekend, happens. So it's time to get the FSR IR report.
All right. Who's got what? Who's got what to report? Brady's been gone for a long time. You got anything you want to report to the IR?
Well, I can't get my voice back. Yeah. I've literally hadn't had a voice for the past 4 or 5 days. So
what have you tried? What remedies have you tried?
Everything.
That, and nothing.
Everything
works?
And anything.
Huh.
Like teas, different types of teas, different types of honey with the tea. I've taken a smorgasbord of medicine.
Have you
can't
gargled
figure it out.
Warm salt water?
Everything.
Dang.
Salt water. I mean, literally, I'm trying these holistic medicines on top of the normal over-the-counter medicines and prescribed medicines. I'm telling you, man, I'm under attack.
You do know your
I'm
voice
under attack.
Is, I mean, your face is a lot of your business, but your voice is your business, Brady.
I know.
Quinn.
Yeah.
I don't want to take off any more time. We got a lot to talk about, a lot to catch up on.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want this to be your new norm, my guy.
What about a shot of Jameson right before the show?
See, I haven't tried that yet, so maybe that'll be tomorrow.
Or
Berto, you said tequila. Is that the move?
Oh yeah,
that helps.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or a direct injection of that gas into your vocal cords. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like bam, just inject it right there.
Yeah.
Bam, just give it that extra push with the
what gas?
A syringe of Jameson.
Yeah, the roids.
Oh. Know?
Yeah, you gotta shoot a steroid into the vocal cord.
I think didn't Steven Tyler have that done because he almost lost his voice. Steven Tyler, I think, had to have that done. But he also screams, and so that's just years of abuse from singing on stage.
Yeah, I could dig it.
Yeah. So
that's why I like to speak with a very low tone, you know. Just like this all the
smart.
Time. All day long.
Very smart. Yeah.
Yeah, just speak like this.
You go from the diaphragm. That's what they tell you to
I
go
I do
from.
Go from the diaphragm. Yep. That is, that's very true.
Yep. Yeah,
there you go.
That's what they tell you.
There
you go. I split my shin open getting into the shower on Saturday.
Sounds amazing. How'd you do that?
To climb into the bathtub. My son thinks it's funny to mess with me while I'm in the bathroom. I've told that story before. I can't use the bathroom without him walking in and turning off the lights.
You start speed bagging you.
So I thought I was... Jesus. Jesus. My God.
Daddy! Daddy!
Gotta have good aim. But
I gotta have aim.
So I thought I had outsmarted him, and I said, okay, I'm gonna get in the shower and I'm gonna lock the door. He can't mess with me. Right as I'm getting to climb into the bathtub,
Vincent breaks in.
He pounds on the door, and I go, Vincent, is that you again? And I go, he pounds on the door, and he goes, Daddy! And I bang my shin and split it open tub. And then I'm like, yeah. He goes, I love you. He's like, I love you too, buddy. And I was bleeding and there was a problem. Aww. Yeah, but it was sweet.
It was worth the gash.
Yeah, but no.
Whoa.
Did you guys get that? We can F8 that, yeah, please.
It was worth it.
We can F8 that. Way to go, Vincent. who's got what else? Anybody got something else to report? Anybody got any problems?
Lee, anything?
Lee, you and Todd got any adventures you want to tell on the air?
No, I stood away from Todd this weekend. Took it easy, but I think Brady missed my one where I fell through the deck last week.
Yeah, that was fun.
Wait, what?
My deck rotted out because of the rain. I fell through my deck, my backyard deck.
How far did you fall?
Oh, not like 2-3 feet, but my knuckle still hurts because I stopped my fall with my fist.
Jeez. Was Todd there?
Todd was not there.
Was Denson there?
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff. Are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddy?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddy on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.